This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of employees of small businesses in Colorado will need to find a new health insurance company after Humana said it is leaving an employer group market in the next 18 months. CPR's John Daly.
Humana informed local regulators and insurance brokers about the company's decision to leave the employer group medical business in Colorado. That includes about 15,000 members. Colorado Politics first reported the change. Humana did not give a reason. It says the move does not affect its Medicare, dental, vision, or life insurance plans. All impacted plans will end by the middle of 2024. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
About a dozen Colorado cities are asking voters for help to create more affordable housing. CPR's Rachel Estabrook reports it's a trend, especially in the most touristy parts of the state.
In addition to a statewide ballot measure that aims to raise money for affordable housing, many voters will see local questions. That includes Georgetown, midway between Metro Denver and the ski areas along I-70. Rick Karoglian is the town administrator.
Coming into Georgetown, it's real obvious. You'll see Tuesdays and Wednesdays and even some days on Fridays, our restaurants shut down because they don't have the workforce to be able to serve tables and prepare food.
The ballot question would raise taxes on hotel stays to go toward housing. Voters from Durango to Steamboat Springs face similar tax questions, many of them aimed at Airbnbs. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
More invasive zebra mussels have been detected at Highline Lake State Park near Fruta. Colorado Parks and Wildlife found the first zebra mussel there in September. The lake is Colorado's first body of water considered to be infested with zebra mussels. The lake is already closed to boating and water activities for the season. Western Colorado and the Front Range have the chance for rain and snow tonight. This is CPR News and KRCC.